Oh, hey. You're already here. I thought I was early. I am early. Well, come here. Oh, yeah. I'm a hugger. Too much? Oh, God. You're shivering. Are you cold? It is getting a little nippy out there. You could have ordered yourself something to warm up, you know? You didn't have to wait for me. When did you get here, anyway? Look. Points for punctuality and all. I appreciate it. I do. But don't you think showing up 45 minutes early is just a little excessive? And are you sure you're not cold? You can have my coat if you want. I don't mind. If you say so. In any case, you look nice. And more than a little nervous. You okay? I know it's not the fanciest place, but I've been coming here for a while now and I like it. It's cozy. It's on the way. It's always empty around this time. The coffee's all right. And it's cheaper than fucking Starbucks. You know, a casual, low-pressure environment. I thought it might be more your speed. I had a hunch. So, whatcha having? How do you like your coffee? It's on me. I asked you out, after all. Them's the rules, right? How do I take mine? Black, like the infinite abyss where my heart used to be. Aw, you don't think I'm heartless? That's so sweet. Thank you so much. You're wrong, but thank you. You just haven't met the bitch yet. She likes it bitter. Yeah, sure it tastes like ass, but that's the point, right? It's like a vaccine. You inject a little bit of the bitter, you build up a resistance, and then when life shits down your throat, you won't just choke and drop dead. Nothing gets to you anymore when you start your day off with a good kick to the tits. You know, I'm getting the distinct feeling that you're not a big connoisseur of the coffee bean. That's okay. You don't have to be. Though you could have mentioned it when I asked you out for a cup. But it's fine. Tea, then? Coke? No, no. Wouldn't want to burn your mouth. You're absolutely right. So you don't like hot drinks, and you don't like soda. So what do you like? Chocolate milk? Oh, boy, have I made a mistake. Here, I thought I was with a grown-ass adult. Please don't jail me, Mr. Policeman, sir. I swear I didn't know. Okay, shh, shh. The waiter's coming. Be cool. Yeah, hi. I'm just having coffee, black, and my sweet friend here will have... a tall glass of chocolate milk. Give it an extra spoonful of sugar. Wouldn't want it to be bitter. Thank you. Yeah, friend. Was there something else you'd rather I called you? Other than things I shouldn't say in public. My date? You thought I asked you out for... You do realize how inappropriate that would be, right? That's a dangerous fucking game you're playing. There's rules about this. You could get me fired. I can't believe you're even... I'm fucking with you. Of course it's a date. Oh, you're just absolutely precious when you get all flustered and fidgety and... I am not a bully. I'm sorry. It's just fun. I can't help it. And besides, it's not bullying if you're into it. So, here we are. What now? Am I a cat person or a dog person? Really? Really? That's your icebreaker. I thought we'd be past this already with how heated things got the other day. Oof. Okay, I'll bite. I don't really like dogs that much. I'm a monster, I know, but hear me out. Cute little shits for sure, but don't you think the way they're wired is a bit unsettling? Mandatory happiness, unconditional loyalty. I mean, we bred them that way. We made them that way. To be codependent. You could kick one in the head and it wouldn't love you any less for it. Hypothetically, don't kick your dog in the head. Just saying, it's fucked up. Hey, cats don't hate you. Well, not all cats. Some are absolute darlings. And besides, wouldn't you rather have a companion that'll let you know exactly how it feels about you? One with a bit of agency? Like, you don't want to get pet? Well, fuck you. I didn't want to pet you anyway. Go piss in your box, asshole. And then we go our separate ways and move on with our lives. Sounds like a much healthier relationship, right? Don't let people kick you in the head. No, I get that. Some days you could just really use some of that unconditional love. Isn't that a fucking mood? So, do you have a dog, or... One day, huh? Hey, but you know what's better than dogs? Bears. Bears are just like dogs, except bigger and chubbier and dopier, and they'll cave your face in when they get tired of your shit. Fuck codependency, right? And did you know that male bears kill other males' cubs because it makes the females horny as fuck? Now that's kinky. And that's not something you get off on, is it? Because I am not going to go around punching kids for you. I draw the line at... Oh, thank you so much. Calm down. I'm sure Amelie here has heard worse. Stop being a baby and drink your damn milk. And just like that, it's gone. Thirsty little thing, aren't you? God, you're adorable. You're like a itty-bitty baby bird that fell out of its nest. Timid, fragile... Beautiful. Like a little sparrow. Yeah, I do. I think you're beautiful. I mean that. You know, as a person. Not that I think you're unattractive otherwise. You know, I just mean... You know what I mean. Fuck me, that did not come out right. You know, I just want to feed you worms. Squeeze you until I hear the bones crack. Clip your wings and carry you around in my purse. Don't look at me like that. Your fault for being precious. And sweet bean, if you don't stop biting your lip, it's gonna get chapped. Uh-huh. So, what does this depraved little baby bird do with its time anyway? When it's not beset by cats and office appliances. Yeah? What do you mean, a fun vampire? Is the fun an adjective or a noun? Because those are two very different things. Well, the former is an actual vampire. The life of the party and getting fed on probably feels like sex. The latter just drains the energy out of the room, and it doesn't feel good at all. Oh, the latter then. So you're a nerd. If it quacks like a duck, walks like a duck, fucks like a duck, well, it's probably a sex pest, but there's nothing wrong with being a nerd. I'm just saying, you're a nerd. No. I think being a bit of a homebody can be nice, actually. Honestly. Me? Well, you know, the usual. Work, overtime, hit the gym after. I get home, pass out on the couch. Probably with a book in one hand and an unfinished cup of instant ramen in the other. And then I start the grind again. Hey, if I'm the office jock, then I should be bullying you, right? Better watch your ass or I'll shove it in a locker. And then maybe join you in there. But yeah, honestly, I'm not actually all that exciting these days either. Pot, kettle, I know. I'm supposed to be up for a promotion soon, so mostly I'm just focusing on that right now. Keep your eye on the tiger, right? So, dating's been pretty far in the periphery lately. Oh, I've been around. I was a late bloomer, you know, so I had a lot of lost time to make up for. Though as much as I have a talent for bossing people around that's gone unappreciated for far too long, I never did the props and titles and safe words before. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't curious, but I guess we already established that. Very curious. What about you? What makes your danger zone tingle? What kind of a freak are you exactly? A slave? A pet? A little? How do I know all that? Well, it's the 21st century, and there's this thing called Pornhub. Come on. Everybody's got at least a cursory understanding of this shit, don't they? And I've seen movies. You know the ones I'm talking about. Pornhub and movies, all 50 shades of them. I'm practically an expert already. I'm joking. Jesus. I don't think you can dodge the question. Wait. You don't know? Oh. Huh. With how eager you were, I just assumed you... Well, I guess we both have something to learn then, hmm? things to discover together. Though I know what I am, at least. Because I'm the boss, obviously. So you get to address me as sir. Very good. How does that roll off the tongue? Better get used to it now, because you'll be screaming it soon enough. no pressure. Honestly, I don't really even know how I feel about all this yet myself. It's gonna take some figuring out. But we've got time, right? A safe word? Okay, slow down, Debbie Rowe. Don't you think it's a little soon to be setting up rules? We're just having coffee. Oh, I guess we do need one of those. You want me to pick? But you're the one who... Okay, fine. How about, let's see. Soft taco supreme with extra sour cream? Not something you'd say by mistake during, you know... Or maybe you would say that. Why not? Oh, yeah. I guess it is a little... unwieldy. Doesn't roll off the tongue. But we... we really don't have to decide this right now, do we? Oh boy, first date talk, huh? I feel like we skipped a few steps somewhere. Let's just take one back for a second, yeah? And, speaking of safe words, just so we're clear, we don't have rules against dating coworkers. I checked with HR, double-checked. And as long as nobody makes trouble, you're not in trouble. And I need you to understand, really understand, that I'm not your boss. I'm just the person they assigned to supervise you, and I don't have the authority to fire you. Well, technically I could get you fired, but I'm not going to. What I'm failing spectacularly to say is that I don't want to pressure you into anything. I know I'm an incorrigible tease. I joke around, but if you don't want to play grab-ass, we don't have to play grab-ass. I'm trusting you to tell me if it's too much. Because despite all evidence to the contrary, I can actually act like a professional. So if you don't think this is going to work out, you just say the word and we go back to just being coworkers. Okay? No, not fucking Taco Supreme with... You know what I mean, you ass. Well, I'm glad you feel that way. I like you too. And I know I can come on a little strong. It's just... I wasted so much of my life being afraid of failure, of rejection, of making an effort, of pursuing the things, the people I so desperately wanted in my life. Can't fail if you never try, right? I think Homer said that. You know, yellow guy? Married, father of three. Not the Greek one. Not exactly the golden role model anyone should look up to. But it was safe, you know? comfortable. And it was killing me. For so long, I was a spectator to my own life. Mm. Oh, fuck. And now my coffee's cold. Why does this keep happening with you? Right. So, you know when you get invited to a party, and you're just really not feeling it? Maybe you got prior commitments, maybe your big, unrequited crush is going, or maybe you're just in a particularly broody mood. You might regret it if you went. Post-party depression. But you know for sure that if you don't, you'll drive yourself batshit wondering what you're missing. Fucking FOMO, right? Fucking miserable, either way. And once you've told people no one time too many, they stop asking. Yeah, well, one day I decided that I didn't want to do it anymore. To miss out, to just watch life happen. And I realized I didn't have to. I changed my approach, channeled me some Edward Hickson instead, you know? If at first you don't succeed, kill all witnesses. No, he did. He really said that. And it's true. Embrace the power of fuck it, for it will set you free. You might embarrass yourself, but everyone has their own shit to worry about. What are the chances anyone will remember? Or care? I mean, you will, obviously. But does that really matter? At the end of the day, it's all in your head. And I don't mean you should stop giving a shit about anything. Don't be a callous fucking cunt. I'm not saying that. But if you tried your best, genuinely tried your best, and someone still rides your ass for it, fuck it. Fuck them. Who cares, right? Yeah, it's like I said, not everybody's gonna be your friend. It doesn't necessarily make them bad people, or you, for that matter. It just means there was a failure to communicate somewhere down the line. Or maybe you're just incompatible. And that's fine. You do you. If it doesn't work out, the way I see it, you just saved you both some time. You can't be too hung up on what everyone else thinks anyway, for better or worse. Because all the attention, all the praise, all the validation in the world won't fix you if you don't believe in it. Sorry, not to say you need fixing, but we've all got things to work on, right? So, be a bloomer, not a doomer. Ugh. Oh, God, that's awful. Ugh. Sorry, didn't mean to go so fucking maudlin on you. This isn't really something I usually talk about. I prefer to let people think I've always been this infallible, unshakable badass. But the truth is, for most of us, confidence takes a metric shit ton of work. Think about it. It's not that simple, I know. I know. You could spend a lifetime on introspection and rationalization and never lose that anxiety. But it clicked for me, so maybe one day it'll click for you. Because even if so much of life is ultimately disappointing, relationships, aspirations, all that shit, the good times are worth the effort and failure. And then it won't all feel like such a waste. Come what may, you know? You can take it. Whatever it is, at least you won't spend the rest of your life wondering what could have been. Because that's what everyone regrets in the end, right? The things they didn't do. And that's why I refuse to be afraid of taking a chance. Not anymore. What's that? Come what may? It's Macbeth. Oh, it's a song from... I wouldn't know. That's a musical, right? The one with Virginia Woolf and Obi-Wan Kenobi? Yeah, sorry, I don't really do musicals. Very much not a musical person. I don't know. I just think they're a little... campy? Hey, I'm not saying you can't enjoy them. I just don't care to listen to some preachy dickweed's incessant teen-grade angst. I mean, who just bursts into fucking song, display their puppy dog love or great inner turmoil for the whole world to see? Who the fuck does that? Nobody does that. Well, I get that, obviously, but... Okay, hold on. Hold up. At least I wasn't singing it. And I'm not fucking preachy. I don't preach. What the fuck? Oh, no. You can't make me watch it. Making your date sit through all your favorites is like... a fifth date kind of torture at the earliest. That's another rule of dating right there. You know I'd never just make shit up. You have to do these things by the book. I asked HR. And besides, you realize this goes both ways, right? I could lecture you on the IY aesthetic for hours and hours. Or maybe cinema du look. Oh, have you seen The Piano Teacher? You're gonna fucking hate it. Pardon my French. But, let's just see if we actually get as far as the second date first, yeah? So, you think there's gonna be a second date?